800-800-0.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, July 16th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to mention the event coming up on Saturday, July 27th. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Somebody texted me shoot, and another person texted me pig. If you can do me a favor, please text me pig if you're interested in the fun shoot. I have a new folder created on my phone. When I tell you guys to text me a certain word or initials, letters, or whatever, I have created a folder for that specific link, flyer, website, whatever information I'm sending you, you're asking for. I just click on your text message. It auto replies with the information. One of the Verizon techie guys got me set up for that. Greatly, greatly appreciate the process. One of the things that I think we're looking at here is the fact that the process of interaction with the show, we need to expedite it. We're getting more and more listeners. More and more people are texting me. I have to put these in the folders. So when you text me pig, I click on pig, your text. It auto replies with the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. Ticket sales are going very well. We expect this to be sold out a week from this Saturday, July 27th, 12 noon, starting in Central Lake, Michigan. The gates will open. Bring your firearms. Bring your ammunition. All the ranges will be up and running. You'll be able to sight in your deer rifles. You'll be able to use your handgun over at the pin shoot. Randy Walker, I'm going to ask him to take care of that for us, set that up. We're going to be able to have this event simultaneously with the music, the speakers, everything going on starting at noon. The gun ranges will be popping off as you come and park. No, this is not an assassin. Not going to happen at our event. We're going to be very, very well protected. Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, other range safety officers will be there. Tom Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing, bring your firearms if you're looking to sell or trade. Grade your firearms. Tom Curtis will be able to talk with you about that. We've got a great event planned. It's going to be a ton of fun. We need you to be there. So text me pig. Shoot doesn't work because I had other things programmed in that file folder, starting with SHO, the shot that was done on Saturday, other events that we're working on. So please use pig if you're interested in getting the flyer and the website to acconservatives.org. All the information is there. Donation button is there. You click on it, it'll open up our PayPal account, not your PayPal account. Adults are $30. Teenagers are $15. 12 and under are free. If you're bringing some children, please put that information in the message box. Make your payment. You'll get an email receipt from our PayPal account. That's your ticket. So take a picture of it or print out the email. When you come, security will be asking you for photo ID to prove your name on the spreadsheet, and they'll ask you, what is your email address? That's going to be your password, basically, to get into the event. So we're excited. We're looking forward to it. Two conflicting things happening tonight for me. I'm going to have to record both of them. I'm going to be down at the Crawford County event that Dan Bonomi is hosting. This is going to be a pre-endorsement convention that they're going to be hosting. I believe he said tomorrow. They're going to use this information gathered at the event tonight. Crawford County GOP candidate forum. It's going to be at the Beaver Creek Township Hall. The address is 8888 South Grayling Road in Grayling, Michigan. It's going to start at 6:30. Dan has asked me to be the moderator to ask the questions of the candidates. They then will have all their precinct delegates for Crawford County are going to be attending this event tonight, and then they're going to be coming out with an endorsement list of candidates they plan on endorsing tomorrow, I believe, July 17th. This, of course, is in light of the fact that the absentee ballots have been mailed out. People are holding on to them right now, deciding who they want to vote for. And the 9 days of early voting actually starts Saturday, July 27th, the day of our Fun Shoot Pig Roast. So July 27th is early voting. And then, of course, Election Day is August 6th. So I am looking forward to helping out Crawford County, the precinct delegates, the candidates that will be attending. Josh Saul running for Congress against Jack Bergman, I know, will be there. I'll be making a short comment about Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. They're going to have county commissioner candidates. State House representatives have been invited. Both Ken Borton, the current state representative, as well as Christian Marcus, the primary challenger, he'll be there. We'll see if Ken Borton shows up. I doubt it, but he may. And interact with the folks. Ask them some questions, get their answers, take questions from the audience. I'm really looking forward to it. I asked Dan how many people he thought would be there. He thought between 50 and 100. He's not really sure based on precinct delegates. He knows there'll be at least 50. He said, but depending on the public hearing about it, they're sharing it all over. They're telling people. We'll see. Love to see 100, 120 people there tonight. Again, if you'd like the address, text me Crawford. And I'll text you the address, 8888 South Grayling Road. It's going to be at the Beaver Creek Township Hall. It's going to be starting at 6:30 tonight. Now, a little bit of a conflict. The Antrim County Republicans are meeting tonight at 7 o'clock over at the county building in Bel Air. They're having their candidate forum tonight. They've invited all the candidates running for countywide and townships, villages, candidates. They're going to do it in alphabetical order. I believe the countywide offices are going to go first or last. I'm not really sure. So this will be the first time that Miss Vicky will be on her own. She'll be flying solo. I'm not going to be there to hold her hand. I'm not going to be the friendly face in the crowd for her to look at. She's written out her speech. Public speaking is not Bubba's thing. She said, he's the talker, I'm the doer. And she's right. So she's written out her speech. She'll be reading her speech. They've given them 3 to 5 minutes. I think she's gotten it down to about 4 minutes and 5 seconds. So she'll be talking to the folks there in Antrim County. If you live in Antrim County, go to the county building. The meeting will start at 7 o'clock. Join the Antrim County Republican Party. absolutely become a part of it. We're excited. We're growing the party. We're becoming united with the Antrim County Conservative Union, the Republican Party, other groups, the homeschoolers. A lot of people are coming together here in Antrim. So we're looking forward to that happening tonight. Also, if you live in Lakes of the North, there's going to be a pizza and politics meet and greet. Local candidate running for County Commissioner Ray Scola. He's running against the incumbent Don LeVanway. He'll be there. State Representative candidate Christian Marcus and Victoria Bishop running for Antrim County Clerk. This is going to be at the Lakes of the North. Their restaurant, event center. I'm not really sure. I've never been there before myself. I'm not really sure the exact location, but just follow the signs, follow the crowd. It's going to be awesome. That event starting, I believe, at 5 o'clock and will go until 7. So if you know anybody that lives basically in Antrim County, Lakes of the North, there in Starr Township, the Elba Highway area, make sure they know to be at Lakes of the North 5 o'clock this Thursday, the 18th. We have other events happening around the district. If you have anything that's coming up, text it to my phone. I'll make the announcement, make sure people are aware of it, and hopefully get people to show up. One of the other things happening, let's see, get to text messages. Randy Walker gives me the thumbs up on the pin shoot. Excellent, dude. I appreciate it. He'll be running the pin shoot for us. Greatly appreciate it. Let's see. Mike, yes, up in Sault Ste. Marie. He's the gentleman that sent me that text message I read on the air. Thank you, sir. Welcome to the radio family. Make sure you tell everybody you know. Downstate Kim. God bless Ian Murphy and all the other patriots on the front lines. Randy and Miss Vicky, all of you guys that showed up for the debate, greatly appreciate the comments, Kim. Thank you. Let's see, one other text here just came in. Oh, yes. Yes, we're not going to forget. Officer Rick will be attending the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. He's got a special T-shirt he wants everybody to see. And, of course, we'll be singing Happy Birthday as we give him his chocolate birthday cake. Yes, Rick, we got you all taken care of. Let's see, one other, I saw it. Well, we'll get to it. Final segment of hour number two, little housekeeping here, getting caught up on the text messages. We'll be right back.
Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
I'm Janice Dillahay, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Dillahay, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Dillahay.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. That is really a great idea. Downstate Phyllis, running for county commissioner, said, I fixed up my previous Trump sign. The Trump-Pence sign from 2020. She said all she did was cover up the P-E for Pence with V-A for Vance. And she's got a 2024 sign right now. I love it. You guys are so creative. I love you guys. Trump Vance. She put a V-A red letters over the P-E for Pence and turned her Trump Pence sign into a Trump Vance sign. Covered up the zero on the bottom with a four. And now she has a 2024 Trump Vance. That is fantastic. And it's kind of interesting, too. Trump, five letters. Vance, five letters. Just like Pence. I saw another sign that had handwritten at the convention. They flashed on it just for a millisecond. Trump, and then somebody had written in AD Vance, advance, Trump advance. People are getting creative already. Greatly appreciate it. That is too cool. That is very good. Phyllis, you get a star. Absolutely. The left, the politicals, in responding to the first night of the convention, heads completely exploding. One of the socialist communists, MERS News Service quote of the day, consultant Mario Mauro Sr. What he would be looking out for most during the Republican National Convention, got quote of the day yesterday from MERS, saying, I'm going to be watching to see who is going to kiss Trump's ass the most. I wish I had stock in ChapStick right now. Quote, end quote. Kind of interesting. One other thing that happened yesterday, short story, and I might not be able to get it all in. We'll work it into after the top of the hour news. State and national Republicans are joining former President Donald Trump's campaign and challenging the governor's decision to designate Veterans Affairs and Small Business Administration locations, turning them into voter registration agencies. They filed a lawsuit. The lawsuit claims that the state law doesn't give the Secretary of State power to authorize voter registration agencies, even though Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued a December executive directive that instructed Bureau of Elections to expand Michigan's voter registration agencies to be included in the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. The lawsuit filed yesterday names Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and Elections Director Jonathan Brater as the defendants. Ryan Kidd, the clerk for Georgetown Township, which is located about 15 minutes southwest of Grand Rapids, is also a plaintiff. The complaint filed by Grand Rapids attorney Jonathan Koch of Smith, Hoey, Rice, and Rogate reads that designating federal sites as voter registration sites has created confusion. The plaintiff wants the court to declare this guide to be future conduct restrictions on what governmental agencies can and can't do when it comes to our elections. He and the rest of the plaintiffs want a judgment against the SBA and the VA based on violations of the Administrative Procedures Act, granting a permanent injunction barring the SBA and VA from operating as voter registration agencies without complete total authorization from the Michigan legislature. Messages to the Secretary of State's office were not returned, and a spokesperson for the governor's office said the lawsuit is being reviewed. According to the lawsuit, the National Voter Registration Act requires that certain state agencies must be designated as voter registration agencies with state legislature approval. Designating such federal agencies is governed by state law. Democrats, of course, are calling this politically driven in an attempt to disenfranchise Michigan voters ahead of the upcoming elections. No, we don't want taxpayer dollars paying our state agencies to take the time and the resources to register voters, which should be done by the Secretary of State's office. It's that simple. We're not disenfranchising anybody. You just need to go to the right agency to register to vote, not VA and not the health department. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike.